The behaviorist position can be easily challenged, because the behaviorist view accounts for some of the regular and the routine aspects of language learning. However, it can explain more complex grammatical structures and creative word formation processes. Most principles of behaviorism are now abandoned, at least in Europe, but unfortunately not so in many other parts of the world. The imitate, repeat, give positive encouragement, not allowing any kind of mistakes. This is, unfortunately, still the predominant form of language teaching around the world, as was the case in Sweden in the 60s and in the 70s. Nevertheless, it's important to realize that behaviorist teaching methods can be useful for short-term memory repetition, to help learners to notice certain errors, and, used sparingly and with a clear focus, without a doubt, this kind of language teaching is important and useful. The important things here are use sparingly and use with a clear focus.